for WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Welcome back to another episode of Everything But the Kitchen Sink. For those of you who have never turned in, Everything But the Kitchen Sink is a comedy radio talk show hosted by the three of us. And each week we have a topic that controls everything we talk about for this week's episode. And this week our theme is...
Decades.
Decades.
Yeah. The Breakfast Club. From 1985.
Okay, Anna, you said earlier that E.T. is probably the biggest movie from the 80s,
oh,
but
yeah,
I definitely
you're right.
think The Breakfast Club is like,
I agree.
If you're a teenager, you probably want to relate to this and you can relate to this.
Breakfast well, you don't
Club
necessarily
is I feel like to. Everyone shows The Breakfast Club too. Like, I remember being in, I don't know what grade I was in, but like being in Girl Scouts and we like watched The Breakfast Club and then you had to choose what character you were like most like.
Which one did you choose?
The sporty one.
They killed Caesar, and since the lower class loved him, they saw him as a martyr. And so, in killing Caesar to keep him away from rising to power, they actually made Caesar into a god. I wrote a song about you guys.
Oh, no!
Ah, this is going to be so fun.
I am a super emotional person.
I'm already crying.
And I'm already crying. All right, Anna, take it away.
I don't know how I'm going to finish it, honestly. But yeah, I hope you like it. Every week we do a show, dance around the studio. But what we make is all our own. Got that happy glow. We've learned how to read our minds and battle our uphill climb. You're never scared when I talk about time. You love listening to me rhyme. And how did we get here? Wherever I go, I hope you're near. You're both insane, but I am too. Anybody would be if they were making a radio show with you.
Caitlin really, really likes the second person.
Simone Biles, love her. I love her. She is the first female gymnast to win 3 world all-around titles in a row and also the first African-American gymnast to become a world all-around champion.
I was researching her before the show today, and she's insane.
She
is so cool. I watched her floor routine, and it was so cool.
She has a trick named after her.
Really?
It's called the Biles. And it's like no one
else can basically do it
except for her.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Storytime with Mac. All right, so we're going to keep the trend going of the top 10 things. So if you are just tuning in or if you're listening earlier, we were all assigned different decades. My decade's with the 90s, so I'm going to do the top 10 clothing trends of the 90s. So the first one is overalls with straps down. These things are so awesome. You can either rock it with one strap or both straps, or you just leave both straps down and you're really just hipster like that. I guess if that works for you. Also, if you wanted to be really cool, you would wear it with one strap down with no shirt underneath, which is, you know, a little bad, but... pretty cool. Number 2 on the list is mood rings. So you got a mood ring at the mall, and sometimes you just wore it just because you feel like it worked with your outfit or because you wanted to, like, accessorize a little bit. And it didn't look dumb, and it looked cool. But now if you go to the mall and you wear a mood ring, people are like, is that a mood ring? Basically, mood rings were just really great conversation starters. And if you were lucky, it sometimes led to a few steamy romances. So that's kind of cool. Number 3 is bleached hair. Thanks to the 90s rock band INXS, the term suicide blonde was introduced into everyday conversation, and thanks to Guy Fieri, the trend continues to live on because bleached blonde hair is always in style. Number 4 is neon windbreakers. Neon windbreakers are like magic capes. You threw one on and you were instantly the coolest girl or guy in the school. This trend was hot among every kind of kid too, no matter like if you're popular or a jock or a princess or, you know, a nerd, smart, whatever like category you fit in high school, neon windbreakers are the way to go, and the brighter the better. Number 5 is turtlenecks. These are a staple on all boys' necks during the wintertime months, and they came in two varieties, extra thick for sensitive guys and close cut, dark and ribbed for those who are on the bad side. Number six is hooped earrings. Hooped earrings have been a thing since Brian Austin Green brought them into Fashion Sense on 90210 in the 2000s. But these have been a thing since the 90s. So even though they were made famous and brought back to the fashion scene from the 80s to the 2000s, they were still a thing in the 90s.
And that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning into Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Well,
we're going to close out with, you know, our usual. Follow us on Twitter at EBTKS_WHJE. EBTKS stands for Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Tweet us pictures of your dogs and song requests and topic ideas.
There's a pictures of your dog, what you're eating for dinner. You know,
really anything. What you like about the show,
anything.
I'm down for whatever you want to give me to read.
Yeah, whoop whoop.
You can also find our content on WHJE.com. We have a distribution on there, and we're putting out a new one this weekend.
And the Breaking Point is on, not this week, but it'll be on
next
week. So look out for that. Apparently, big things are happening. Who knows?
And distribution for them is also on the website, WHJE.com.
And now it's time to draw next week's theme.
Woo!
Yes, it is time.
Let's have a drum roll in the studio.
Social media.
Social media.
I'm down for some social media. So, let's do it.
Be here October 18th to hear us talk all about social media.
All right. That I've had.
For WHAE and the Greyhound Media Network, I'm Anna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm McKenna. Thank you for tuning in to Everything But the Kitchen Sink. Tune in next week to hear everything and anything about social media. Thanks for listening, guys.